Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carr, Noah Fain, and of course, worldwide on CBS Sports. We've got a great show for you today. You know, if I gave you the lineup of the Yankees yesterday, you would have said, what team is that? As they are bringing guys up left and right from the minors to try to get them through a day after the day-night doubleheader against the Red Sox. And by the way, Brian Mitchell did a good job. But the offense, once again, non-existent. I do have the answer, however, for the Yankee pitching staff. We'll get to that in a second. You got some NBA news, of course. You got some good news for the New York Mets long-term. And a lot of stuff in between. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
You know what? I'm doing all right, Craigie. And, you know, I think it's obvious the Mets are done. You could say that. And if you're a Yankee fan, you wake up this morning, you're like, okay, at least the Boston Red Sox lost last night to Toronto.
And Mitchell pitched well.
He did, but, you know, let's face it, you know, Zach Wheeler, you know, he gets around the fifth or sixth inning, it's done. You know, and he's obviously coming off of UCL surgery and everything else. He's just not ready. You know, he's just not ready to take it to the next level. Maybe he will be come September. Who knows? Maybe he will be next year.
Almost doesn't matter.
But, I mean,
now,
he walks three guys in the fifth inning, right? And you see it coming apart.
Yep.
And luckily enough, he gets a guy to hit into a line out. And he walks off, and then the next inning, all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
And then Hansel Robles is just...
You knew exactly. Once you saw Robles, I think everyone said the same thing.
Hansel Robles was great, you know, the last couple of years, and, you know, just he's off too. It's just like anybody who has a chance to, like, stop it and start it over again to start winning.
Right.
Whether it be, you know, Steven Matz on Sunday or Zach Wheeler yesterday or... Or whoever, or you know, and it's crazy when we hit home runs. It's like single home runs.
Right.
There's no two run, three run home
already,
runs.
You're already down five runs.
And then, of course, you know, you have a 3-0 pitch last inning, and what does Cespedes do? He swings and he hits it into a double play. I mean, so it's this kind of year it is for the Mets. It's selling time. It's starting to look forward to next year. Try to maybe in some way, shape, or form, if you can, rebuild the minor league system and all that other stuff, you know, the stuff that Brian Cashman tried to do last year. So
Yep. It's
just a matter of time now for the Mets. Here's the one thing I will say. I watched from start to finish yesterday the New York Knicks press conference.
You did,
okay. And Steve Mills said more yesterday than he had in the previous 3.5 years combined.
By far.
By far. And it just goes to show, at least this is what I took out of it.
Okay.
I took out of it. This is the right thing to do for the Knicks. It is definitely the right thing to do for the Knicks. I don't know Scott Perry at all, but he seemed to say all the right things. You know, I saw a general happiness between the three men up on the dais, and even Jeff Hornacek spoke yesterday, which was something
It was actually a proper press conference.
It looked good.
Steve Mills, I thought, came across well.
He did come across well, and this is why I was saying, this is the guy that should have the job, give it to him, he knows the inner workings, he knows what's going on over there. It sounds like he's going to allow Scott Perry to have some freedom to do some things within the basketball
Scott Perry,
organization.
If you've never heard of him or you haven't Googled him yet, Scott Perry has the basketball chops and experience.
Well, they both do.
He's been there for damn near 20 years, and he's worked with and for some great basketball people.
Right. So I take yesterday with a grain of salt. I know that they're not any closer to a championship simply because of their roster and because of the Carmelo cloud hanging over the franchise. And don't think for a minute. I mean, they're saying the right things yesterday. They're not going to buy him out. I wouldn't buy him out either, but they all know that he has to be moved.
Yes.
And I think they're just trying to figure out what's the best situation.
Well, I also think that they know for a fact now that whatever team it is, whether it's Houston, Cleveland, Portland, whatever it is, that they will be able to trade him before the season, mean they'll get something in return.
Well, you hope so. I mean, and you know, the thing is that there are reports out of Cleveland that LeBron is pissed off because they can't do anything right out there. And, you know, and I keep hearing this word dysfunctional attached to Cleveland. I'm like, if that's dysfunctional, I want dysfunctional.
Come here. Right.
I'll take LeBron and all the dysfunction that comes along with
it. Well, LeBron's deal is that LeBron ultimately, you know, is in charge of everything, but doesn't want the public to know he's in charge of everything. And then when they make moves, he tries to distance himself from those executive moves and then comes out publicly and complains about the moves the team made. I mean, they fired a general manager. He had his coach replaced. And they bitches that we're not adding enough players, which to me is a joke because, you know, Michael Jordan never complained about, you haven't given me enough players to play with, right? So I get it, Golden State and now Houston, and we're building these ridiculous super teams of all-stars. You're LeBron James. You have all-stars on your team as well. You just weren't good enough this particular year to win.
Yeah, you have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love on your
like
team.
These guys now have to have five Hall of Famers playing with them, or, you know, I'm disgruntled. I don't like what my team's doing. At the end of the day, you're supposed to be the greatest player on the planet who makes everybody so much better, like Jordan did for Pippen and Rodman and Kukoc, et cetera, that you can overcome the all-star team you're going against.
Well, it's almost impossible.
I mean, listen, game three, you're up 6 points, 4 minutes to go in the game.
Time out. When that all-star team has, you know, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry on it, forget it.
I get it.
Forget it. You don't have a chance.
Paul George this year, too.
And nobody has a chance. You know, that's the thing. I'm telling you, unless somebody gets hurt in Golden State, it doesn't matter. But I don't care about that.
Right.
What I care about is what seems to me yesterday was a very competent, very upbeat, very happy press conference for the New York Knicks where, you know, you could see that Steve Mills is in charge.
Yep.
He's got the big seat now. There's no question about it. He hires a competent GM the way it should be done. And it seems like Jeff Hornacek is relieved that he could actually talk about possibly playing defense.
And just coaching.
But that's the other thing that, you know, that they were talking about yesterday. We got to be athletic and we got to be defensive minded and we got to be long, all those things. That's great. None of that. Fits the bill for Carmelo Anthony.
Agreed. He's obviously a great athlete, but he can't get up and down the court.
He's not young.
He's not playing defense.
He's not young.
And he ain't young.
And
I'm
not
with
quick,
you. Listen.
And he's not athletic.
I actually enjoyed the press conference yesterday, and I know we're no closer and won't be for a while to the prospects of a championship, but I liked it. It was competent. They were clearly on the same page. There was no specter of a Phil Jackson type figure there. Steve Mills, I thought, came across really well. I also like Perry. I'd never heard him speak before. I thought he had a great command of his position, and I thought it was all good. So in a year of total dysfunction and clown-like circus atmosphere, I thought yesterday was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, man, for those people that
don't
know,
you agree, I think.
No, I do 100% agree. And I said it the day that Phil Jackson was fired with Wally Szczerbiak in here. You know, we're talking about David Griffin and all this other stuff. Just give it to Steve Mills and let him make the decisions. He's been in the NBA for 16 years. He's been here for 3.5 years. He grew up at Roosevelt, Long Island, right around the corner from Dr. J.
He played at Princeton, right?
He played at Princeton, went to Friends Academy, where Gunnar went to school.
I'm good with it, man.
I mean, so the guy's a local guy. Let the guy do it. Let's see what he can do. And let's see what his relationships behind the scenes can mean for the Knicks. Nothing's going to happen in terms of championships or anything within the next 3 to 4 years.
Yep.
Nothing. Now it's a rebuilding process. And we as Knicks fans have finally got to say to ourselves, okay, we get it. We know where we're going. Kind of
right.
Like if you're a Nets fan, the five of them that are out there that have watched Sean Marks do this now for a year and a half. You now know, at least you know what they're trying to do.
Yes, you know there's a plan in place. And I I'm with you. I thought yesterday was the first good or decent day for the Knicks in a long, long time. Now, as far as the Yankees go, you know, many people think the biggest problem for the Yankees is pitching. I don't agree with that currently. Their offense has been sputtering,
well,
of course.
Well, I mean, currently, if you look at the last couple of days, you'd say, okay, the pitching's been okay. The offense hasn't been there.
I have a solution for you. Now, I don't know if you watched much of the game at all. But at one point, boom, there was the Twins had the bases loaded and nobody out, okay?
Yeah.
And Miguel Sano was up at the plate. That dude's a stud, by the way, right?
Okay.
He hits a ball like, ping, I mean, killed it, right to Aaron Judge, okay?
Right.
Aaron Judge does a one-hop, I guess you call that the old crow hop?
Yep.
throws a one hopper to the plate.
Unbelievable play.
By the way, his momentum's not even really coming forward.
It was unbelievable. If we had one person in the outfield on our softball team that could throw the ball like that, we would have no problems.
He throws the dude out on a hop, one hop, and it's a hell of a throw, right?
Yep.
So they have this. Of course, now you have to go to the old how fast and how hard did he throw it? How hard do you think he threw that ball? Miles per hour?
98.
98 miles per hour. Yeah. I guess you saw that story already. Mm-hmm. I guess you saw that. You knew that. So you decided to just stop the story there.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, you asked
Aaron
me.
Aaron Judge. Pitcher.
98. No, I'm not making him a pitcher.
Just throw the heat. I mean, that guy's clearly the MVP of the league. He does everything.
Except hit.
If you watch that guy, was one for his last 21.
He can't hit anymore. You know, that home run derby took it all out of him.
He'll be just fine. You saw
what's
the
next,
throw.
Like a back injury?
See, why do you do that? You and Chris Christie are very similar in that.
No, I'm not very
it's like
similar.
I'm not rooting for the injury, but gosh, what would happen if a guy got injured?
I will say
it's like
this.
You put it out there like a Malloy.
Dude, you know how I am. I'll say this. I am rooting for that kid. Yeah. I am 100% rooting for that kid. You know why? Because when you listen to him talk about what he's doing and how he's become the face of Major League Baseball, and I think Rob Manfred made a mistake by saying that.
Probably put too much on it.
Just add too much pressure on this young man. But he does everything the right way. And that was a seed from right field.
It was a seed on a line. It was
beautiful.
I mean, there aren't 10 other outfielders in the league today that make that throw.
Well, whatever. I mean, you could sit here and you want to rank them. I don't know. You want to say, well, you know,
I'm not looking to rank them.
Who's your Mount Rushmore of outfielders that could throw guys out of the plate? Is that what you're trying to get to?
No, I'm just saying that is a throw that
radio act.
No, listen, that is a throw that most guys are not making. That's all I'm saying.
You know what you say there? That's part of a five-tool player package.
That is a five-tool player package. He's a window thrower.
He's a window freaking thrower.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
I guess I'll address that later today.
Address what? Window throwing?
No, yeah, I'll address the home of the window throwing.
Well,
apparently I'm in a war now or a battle of some kind. So I'll deal with that later today. Don't think I won't because I will.
With Michael K or
no,
with who
with,
now?
No, R-Mike.
R-Mike.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're going to love that. Mm. Let's spend the entire day having people critique the tryouts on The Fan, because that's great radio. In any event, I would say this
to you. Hey, who'd you like?
Okay.
I know, they do add Chris Christie, you know, that just makes this radio station so much smarter than it was.
Right, for sure.
I mean, really, honestly. I mean, there's actually somebody competent.
Just pure intellect.
Yeah,
because right now, for us to be the smartest guys here, it's not saying a lot about the radio station.
Well, speak for yourself, dude. I mean, you know, I'm not going to agree with that.
I mean, just because you graduated college doesn't mean anything 4 years later.
Well, you're right. You're exactly right.
I mean, we all got a piece of paper on a wall.
That's true. That don't mean nothing.
It don't mean nothing
don't
today.
Don't mean nothing. But if you go by resumes, it means something.
Well, it depends if you're looking for a gig or not looking for a gig. And you see?
See, that's quality
that's
radio
intellect right
there.
Right there.
That is
highbrow, intellectual type conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Why wouldn't you want to have a guy? Well, never mind. I don't want to get into it. I don't, you know, whatever they decide.
Right.
I will support it 100%. You know why? Because I consider myself a team player around here.
Well.
And when you're a team player, you know, you got to make sure that you're supporting the team.
Well, that would be nice if that applied to everyone. But yes, whoever gets the job,
I'm
will
a
be
team
supportive.
Player, dude. I will be supportive that, you know, whether a friend of ours gets it or somebody else gets it or somebody that we don't even know may get it. Who knows? So what?
So that's what?
That's what I'm talking
about.
And
then, of course, it means absolutely nothing, but Lonzo Ball was the Summer League MVP. It's like they played 30 games, but the kid played great. So step one in his move from UCLA to the pros and all the expectations.
Smooth, baby.
Couldn't have gone any better for that kid.
That kid, he looks...
He's got to figure out what sneakers he's wearing, and then he's good to go.
Man, he looked good, man. He just looked so smooth and so easy. Everything was so easy, and... You're talking about, it's summer league. I know all that, but you know when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird came into the league, everybody knew they were going to be great. Everybody knew it beforehand.
Yep.
And then when you watched them in preseason and as their rookie seasons went on, what did you see? You saw great passes. I mean, Larry Bird could shoot lights out.
Yeah, but they knew they saw the court, unlike most.
Right. It's like Mark Messier trying to throw a pass. The first year that he was a Ranger, the first, like, 20 games, the guys that he was playing with, like, what is he trying to do? We're not really sure. And it took a while for everybody to understand just how great and how how he saw
that
he saw
things develop before they developed. I got you.
Right. So that's the same thing that this kid has. This kid has the ability to be an unbelievable passer. And what does that mean? That means everybody on the court with him has got to be awake at all times.
Ready to go.
That means everybody on the floor is going to have opportunities to make plays and to score points, and that he is going to make everybody around him. This is the thing that Carmelo does not do if you want to just transfer to the Knicks. He's going to make everybody around him happy. When Jeremy Lin took over for the Knicks, that 3-week run that he had,
right.
Everybody was happy. Everybody.
Well, almost everybody.
Well, I mean, the guys that he was playing with were happy.
Yep.
And the fact that the ball was moving around, the fact that guys were flying out of, you know, remember Landry Fields?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, that guy all of a sudden became Michael Jordan for 3 weeks.
You know, the problem with Landry Fields is that it didn't happen this past year, or else he would have gotten about $50 million.
True, but the point, I guess, that I'm trying to make about Lonzo Ball is that his basketball IQ is obviously off the charts, and he sees the basketball court exactly how all the scouts says he does.
Yep.
At least when he was in college, high school.
As a point guard, he's got those skills that can't be taught.
And he's 6'7". Now, I don't know about his brothers, but if his brothers have half the talent that he has, you know, they're going to be pretty good players as well.
We'll get into all that, of course. You got the Mets. I got good news in that Matt Harvey and Noah Syndergaard start throwing this week. And, of course, the New York Yankees got bad news in that Pineda will have the surgery for the with Tommy John. And again, they play a game that you think on paper they should win, and they lose 4-2. Lots cooking. We'll get all your calls.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.